How do you yourself approach the wannabe patients off study?
Yeah. Well, I'm of a mind that they should be offered adjuvant therapy. I would probably take that even one step further, that even the stage 1A patients should be offered it too. And my first comment on that, again, comes from the breast cancer experience. If you had a breast cancer patient with that risk of death at 5 years, you would be recommending adjuvant therapy. And even with the new staging system, with the tiniest tumors that are going to be coming down the line, their 5-year survival is still at a level where if it were breast cancer, you'd be recommending adjuvant therapy. Now, what I am short on today is proof that the treatment is going to work in those patients. But I think in a fit patient, then it's an issue. In a fit patient, it's worth trying. And just as in any patient, it's risk versus benefit. Obviously, somebody who has comorbidities, giving the therapy for a potential benefit perhaps is going to be not what's to be recommended because the chance of harm could outweigh the potential for good. Conversely, in a totally fit patient, I think the risks are such that it makes sense to try to do that.
It's interesting because there's also, I think, a big analogy to colon cancer where you have the NSABP who puts the node negative, node positive, higher risk node negative, node positive patients in the same trial, doesn't subgroup them out, kind of like what you were talking about with the other trials other than the CLGB trial. And out of that came this concept of relative risk reduction, which was the belief that no matter how low you go in the absolute risk, you're going to lower it somewhat by, I guess, adjuvant therapy. And there's this huge debate in colon about it. Breast, they've sort of accepted it. It sounds like kind of you believe inherently, even though we don't have the data, that that model works or applies in lung cancer.
It makes sense to me. But again, this is opinion. This is in fact. The truth is the only facts are from 1B to 3A. And there are differences in overall improvement and proportional improvement across those different stages.